You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to... Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show that has this soundboard now, I guess. Oh, that was the wrong button. That's the fax machine. I meant... Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Cody.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Samantha.
Oh boy, we have a show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. Go ahead, get it out of your system.
Oh, it's not out of my system.
It will never be out of your system. Well, hey, listen, thank you all for tuning in on this post-Thanksgiving, post-Black Friday.
Pre-Cyber Monday.
Pre-Cyber Monday shop weekend. I don't know what it's called. We have a bunch
retail
of news.
Getting.
That's retail getting. I like it.
Capitalism.
Yes. All right. Well, hey, we have a bunch of news to go over, but first, let's talk about a few things we have been checking out. And Cody, other than that very cool soundboard... Yes, that is the sound of the week shopping weekend.
That was us checking out.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right. So beyond the soundboard, the very good soundboard, what have you been checking out?
Put me on the spot here.
I did. That's what you get for playing with the soundboard.
Let's start with Pokemon.
Yeah, we've both been
playing Pokemon.
We have, yeah.
Pokemon Let's Go, Pikachu and Eevee, which came out last week.
Or just the Pikachu, because that's what we...
No, I got Eevee.
Oh, you got Eevee? Oh, I got Pikachu. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm an Eevee boy.
Well, then we can totally
compare notes.
Compare notes. Okay.
I got the Eevee one because I looked up what special moves they learn, and Eevee learns a lot more better ones.
He does, but Pikachu learns a lot more, like, just in his standard moveset.
Yeah, well, he has the standard moveset.
Yeah,
Eevee has nothing.
That's true.
Because you're supposed to evolve it, and you can't.
Yeah. But no, this is a Switch game that just came out last week. It's basically a remake of Pokemon Yellow, which was my first Pokemon game. Way back when.
Mine was Blue, but...
Yeah,
no. Blue.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a pared-down version of Pokemon, I guess.
Kind of, sort of. I mean, the battle system's still there.
It's still the same. Mm-hmm.
It's just you don't have to fight random battles all the time, which is fine with me.
Yeah, it's just catching. Catching every single thing you see.
Okay, they threw a lot of like Pokemon Go stuff in there, right?
Yeah, that's the catch mechanic is Pokemon Go. Basically, more or less.
And you get experience points from catching. So
yes. Mm. And you level up incredibly fast, I've found. Like, I'm flying through levels.
Oh, yeah. It is not hard at all.
Oh, it is, like, easiest of easy modes. But then again, the Pokemon games have been kind of going that direction anyway.
And this is meant for new players, technically.
New players and players that haven't played since they were kids and picked up Pokemon Go. It's like, oh,
I remember
the thing.
These.
Let me try this again.
And it's very good at tickling that nostalgia itch.
Yes.
Scratching that nostalgia itch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, really good at that. The graphics on it are amazing.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Besides, I looked at some of the pictures and stuff. It looked really good.
Yeah. The cutscenes. There's actual cutscenes, like cinematic ones, that look really good.
Maybe not enough of those, but there are those.
They're there, yeah. I really like it. I like some of the changes that they made to the game itself. Like we were talking before the show, the fact that you don't have like to go to a Pokemon Center every time you want to switch out your team. You can just do it on the fly whenever you want.
Yeah, you have a portable Pokemon box this time instead of that big old pain of sorting through all these Pokemon and all these boxes and garbage.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's something that carries over to the next mainline game. I would hope it does.
I would hope so too, yeah.
Although people threw a big enough fit that the random battles were gone. Who knows? They might be afraid to change anything.
You know, people are going to be a lot... They're going to think a lot kinder on it once they kind of go through the whole, like, if they're trying to get shinies of everything, like the special colors, because now that you can see, like, which ones that are in the wild and actually walk up to them and interact with them, it's going to be so much easier to try to chain enough of them in order to get the shiny one.
It makes catching actually fun.
It does.
Instead of a chore.
Yeah. And it like you said, it keeps the battle system too. So there are still fights. There are still gym things. I mean, it is a game.
There's plenty of fights too. There's trainers everywhere. Oh, yeah. Like, and you'll be doing plenty of those.
Yeah. And I read there's a ton of post-game content as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Like, once you beat the Elite Four, there's like 150 different specialty trainers that pop up on the map in different places. They only have one of the 150 Pokemon, like, super trained to, like, could stomp anything. And you also have to have that exact one. And it's a one-on-one battle, you against the other one, to see who is supreme.
Who's got the better Primeape?
Yeah. Who's the better Slowpoke man?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And they, your rival in it is not Gary or Blue or whatever you name him.
Yeah, he's there.
He's there in it, but it's not your rival. That's cool. Also, the original main character from the Pokemon games, Red, or Ash, is Red.
It's Red. Yeah. Because Ash is garbage. Yeah. He's a terrible trainer.
Yeah. And the really cool thing, they introduced a female character that was only in the promotional, like, pre-production art for the game that was kind of written out because they didn't have room in that cart to put in, like, a female model that you can pick from. But they reintroduced her, like, into the game series. Hmm. So you have Red, blue, and green.
Yeah.
That's good.
So it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. I didn't think I was going to be having this much fun. Yeah. I knew I was going to like it because it's Pokemon.
I was worried it was going to be not substantial enough for me and I'd blow through it in 2 hours.
Right.
But I haven't. I've played it a lot, like at least 7 or 8 hours now, and I'm not even halfway through.
Yeah, I'm just under an hour into it. I haven't played it a ton, but what I have played has been very, very, very good.
Yeah, I had the day off the other day, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to play some Pokemon, and then I'll work on my game, and I ended up just playing Pokemon for a good 6 consecutive hours.
Well, that's the thing with Pokemon, though. That's you get drawn right into it. That's how I used to be with them as well.
And with the new catching mechanic, like, now if you get tired of battles, go do some catching. It's a different thing.
It's a totally different
thing. You get tired of that, you can go back to the battles.
Yeah. And they basically throw the Pokeballs at you for free.
Oh, yeah. I've never run out of regular Pokeballs.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've been under 30, like, the entire time I've been playing so far.
There's
crazy.
Guys on certain maps that are like, if you ever run low on Pokeballs, come see me. I'll give you some.
But no, it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. It's interesting that, from what I understand, they've introduced Mega Stones in this as well from, like, the X and Y.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's another post-game thing. It's kind of a scavenger hunt sort of thing, I guess.
I feel like that's kind of a pull from the Pokemon Origins anime.
A little bit.
Because that was just Red, but then they threw in the Mega Stones at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like they're kind of revamping the original story.
A little bit.
But also changing the catch mechanic.
I mean, I liked Mega Evolutions. I thought they were cool. For the most part?
Yes and no. I thought that it became, in tournament play, it became a little too reliant on, okay, who's going to get their Mega Evolution first.
Yeah, true.
And that's whoever wins, basically.
Yeah.
But no, it's overall, I love this game. I think it's great. I'm going to play through all of it, probably in about a week or two.
Yeah. It's a lot. It was way better than I was expecting. I figured it would just be okay, and it's actually really great.
Yeah. Now, do you suppose they're going to put in, like, DLC of any kind into this game? Like, can you see other... it would be too much to ask, like, for other regions to pop up. That would be way too much.
Well, yeah, because they can tell you another game for that.
Yeah, but, like, different costumes for the Pikachu or, like, various items or various things with, like, special abilities or something along those lines.
I don't know, because Game Freak hasn't really ever done that before.
Yeah.
And they're very inclined to sell you a new game instead.
That's true. But then again, they've never done a game for a television console. It's always just been handhelds. So maybe breaking new ground all over the place.
I always forget that the Switch is not technically a handheld.
Because I only
play it in handheld mode.
And I play it 90% of the time in TV docked.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it with me and then totally not, I'll forget I have it. And
that's happened to me before, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see what else we got.
Josh, your turn. Pick one. Pick something.
Are we done with Pokemon?
I think we're done with Pokemon. Josh, pick something.
My nose.
Perfect.
Oh, wait. I did also get the ball. With it, the Pokeball.
Oh, you
plus.
Got that. Okay, I didn't get that. I probably will down the road.
Somebody was nice enough to buy it for me.
Happy early Christmas.
Yeah, basically. it's pretty cool. I mean, it doesn't. You put a Pokemon in there, it levels up when you walk around.
Oh, really? Is that it? That's all it does?
Well, it also works as a Pokemon Go Plus attachment.
Oh, nice.
So you can catch Pokemon with it while you don't even have the app open on your phone. It connects to your phone, and you'll be walking around, and it'll vibrate and light up. Just
press it.
Light up green, and you press the button, and then it'll flash like it's doing a catch.
Okay, so that's just like the
Yeah, and
the
you'll
Go
either
Plus.
Catch it or not.
Yeah.
That sounds better than that bracelet.
Also, yeah. Whatever Pokemon you have in there with you will make noise if you
shake
if you
it.
Shake it.
You can, poor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now isn't that the only way you can get Mew into your game or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Mew comes in the ball, and as soon as you connect it to your game, he comes out, and you have him.
Oh, wow.
Which kind of makes Mew less cool because now he's not very... He's behind a $50 paywall.
It does, but is it really $50?
Is that how much it was? $50? Yeah.
Oof, yeah, I don't... Yeah, I'll wait 6 months when they're like 35 or 30.
Yeah, I mean, it's
I can
pretty
wait
neat.
For Mew,
I don't regret
but I mean,
it.
It's, yeah, oh yeah, no, I'll probably end up with one eventually anyway because I'm
I heard
a sucker.
Like the dock thing you plug it into looks like a PokeStation kind of thing.
Yeah, Hori made a third party like charge dock just for specifically for it, and it looks like the healing station kind of thing. I guess
it doesn't work very well as a controller. I didn't think though.
Yeah,
the stick is a little hinky. He used it. You think it was?
I thought it was fine.
Really, I thought like I hit the wrong thing on a menu a couple times because of it.
Why?
Because it just doesn't move right.
There's two buttons.
I'm not talking about the buttons. I'm talking about the control stick. It just feels cheap to me.
Worked fine for me.
Okay, so you know what? While we're talking about Pokemon Go, this is really kind of the only other thing I've been doing. I have been playing Go a lot as usual, and the new event is going on with Meltan, the little liquid metal boy. And
he's nuts.
And also his the stuff he has to do for his event is insane. Like you
doesn't
have
doesn't get crazy.
You have
it starts
a week.
Out really easy.
Yeah, no. At one point you have to catch a Ditto, just out of nowhere. In total, you have to like battle in 12 raids.
Oh God!
And you have to do 30 great catches, and you have to have enough stuff to evolve Scyther, which is difficult. And like all this other crazy stuff, it's and you're only getting a week before like a lot of the Gen 1 stuff that's been popping up around here disappears. And the last stage is you have to catch a bunch of the dinosaur Pokemon that doesn't ever show up anywhere ever except for this
God.
Week. So you have until the 27th to get yourself figured out, or you're just gonna get stuck with this thing for like 6 months.
Oh, geez.
Unfinished.
Well, that's what my Mew one was. I just recently finished that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that they don't disappear. There's not, like, a time limit on
them. Yeah, oh, God, that'd be awful.
But, like, it just kind of stinks that it's locked behind. You have to catch a certain number of certain things, and they don't ever pop up ever anywhere. That's a little weird, but...
That would have been great back in the heyday of the Pokemon Go when everyone was out and about doing it.
Oh, yeah. People are still out and about. Yeah. There's still a very large community of it.
It's a good game.
Yeah, Josh, it's a good game.
I don't want to go outside. It's cold.
Don't have to go outside. Turn on your location on your phone, because the new update, like, you can just walk.
Oh, yeah, Adventure
Sync. And it syncs to your Apple Health app, so it just tracks your steps.
Mm.
And it just automatic. Like, you could be at work with your phone in your pocket.
Yeah, I've been hatching so many eggs. Before, I rarely ever hatch eggs.
Oh, me
and now
too.
I can do it all the time.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I never realized how much I walked at work during the week. I'm clocking like 35 kilometers like a week. It's nuts.
I don't walk as often at work anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, my phone's supposed to be in my locker.
Oh, well. Well, okay then.
Well, then when you get home, tape it to a remote control car and drive it around your block over and over again.
There we go. Perfect.
Yes, I'm going to tape my phone to a remote control car.
And tape it to a ceiling fan and just
let her
rip.
Wow.
Yep. Life hacks.
Yes.
God, model trains. Get a model train set in your house. Put your phone on it.
Yes.
Let it go around yeah. the house.
But it has to be the O scale, not the HO scale, because to hell with God. HO scale.
No, get out of here. You're making me flashback.
No, HO scale is better. It's yeah? more standardized. There's more HO stuff.
Was O is like the bigger one, right?
I think so.
Okay. O is the biggest one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, then bigger is better, is what I well, say.
Well, me and Sam used to work in a hobby shop together, yes. and... We used to sell model trains.
We sold many trains, and people would come in asking a million questions about trains.
And all we knew about was comic books.
Oh, yeah. Like, they say, oh, do you have this particular, you know, chassis and this model and this make and this scale and this kind of track? And I'm like, we have trains?
Choo-choo.
I was just scanning the soundboard for a choo-choo noise, and it does not have one.
Oh. Thank goodness. But my first day at the hobby shop mm-hmm. was going to the Marion train show
oh,
and
yeah.
sitting in our booth
oh, no.
where nobody bought anything all day. Because when Rick bought the store from the previous guy,
he had a million trains.
He had a million trains, but also all his prices were jacked way higher than anyone else. And that's why huge. No one bought it.
Yeah.
But, this is really yeah. inside baseball.
This is really
here.
Inside. Wait. All right, Josh. Talk about a thing.
That's not model trains in our heyday of working in a hobby shop.
Yes. Let us pull away from the track of this discussion and pull into whatever you were checking out.
Check it out, station.
Yeah.
All stops to who caresburg.
Just call me Mr. Conductor because
I really can't believe there's not a choo-choo sound on the soundboard.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Are there trains in Red Dead?
Whoa.
That's as close as I can get is a car crash.
Okay, fair enough. Okay.
That's morbid.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes, there are trains in Red
Dead.
Oh,
yeah.
There are
lots
of trains in Red Dead.
Cool. Segue.
Rob a lot of trains in Red Dead.
I haven't really, other than the story train.
There's a couple. There's at least two in the story that I've done.
I've only done one in the story.
Oh, huh. I must have been doing a side mission you didn't do.
Maybe I've done all the side missions, though. That's the thing.
Oh.
I don't know. What's your honor at?
I in the middle.
Oh, okay. Because I'm on the way right side. I actually just hit the achievement last night of extreme personality.
Are you a good boy cowboy?
I'm a good boy cowboy.
I rob people occasionally because for fun.
Occasionally, I beat people up. It'll give me, a thing, and then I do something, and I get, lots of honor points, so. Anyway, we talked about Red Dead a lot, so I'm going to not exactly talk about that just right now.
Okay.
My newest check it out is I watched the entirety of the new She-Ra series.
We've seen
some of them.
Yeah, some of them. It's very, very good.
I think you've probably seen about maybe half of it.
That's what it feels like.
I thought real hard about watching it at work the other night, and then I didn't, but I'm going to. I promise you guys.
Man, it's good.
Yeah.
I bet it is. Man, it looks really good.
Dude, it's so good. The art's really good. Her transformation is really dope. I laugh every time I see her big, stupid, giant She-Ra boots. Because they're huge.
Well, she gets... everybody's like, you're 8 feet tall now.
Oh, yeah. She physically gets bigger.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I mean, I would think the sword of... Well, they call it the sword of power because it's not the sword of power, but they call it a... The sword of protection in this.
Mm.
And actually, there's an episode where they talk about like the origin of She-Ra, and it's kind of it's a legacy thing.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
There have been She-Ras before.
Oh, that's an interesting take on the character. Yeah. Have they gone into her actual parents or anything?
Not really. You've gotten some minor flashbacks of something she saw maybe when she was a baby.
Okay, because you know... The story of She-Ra and, by association, He-Man's parents, right?
Yeah, they're brother and sister.
She-Ra.
I thought they were different dimensions.
They are in different dimensions. Yes.
But they are brother and sister. Yep. But the parents, She-Ra and He-Man's mom, was a astronaut from Earth who got sucked through a time portal onto another planet, and she is a super badass space gladiator from Earth. Who married the king. I forget what the character's name is, but she is an earthling
now
astronaut,
this is
and it's awesome.
This is old school He-Man, right?
Yeah.
This is old school, but...
I doubt they...
But they would be crazy not to bring that in.
I doubt they will. Yeah. I can't see them using that at all.
What they do it use the even, word Eternia.
They do.
It's the magic word that opens the special temple door.
I don't think they'll ever bring He-Man into this, though.
I hope if they do, I hope he's very dumb.
I mean, we have Seahawk though.
Yeah, Seahawk is the Seahawk is my favorite character. They set him up like he's literally Han Solo.
Oh yeah, they basically parody the whole Han Solo.
Yeah, because I remember Seahawk from the original series.
They set up the whole thing of like them meeting Seahawk, and it's almost word for word them meeting Han Solo
in
the original movie. But he's like by himself. He doesn't have like a Chewbacca.
Yeah, and then but he ends up just being a total doofus. Ocean doofus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, he's a sailor, but he's totally full of himself and thinks he's like this big legendary adventurous captain or whatever.
And he has a penchant for setting his boat on fire.
What happened to the last two? Oh, they set on fire. That's awful. He goes, no, I did it myself on purpose.
Oh, that's great. No, yeah, now I'm going to have to watch this.
Yeah, he's the best character.
Oh, yeah, like that whole episode is nothing but like sea shanties. I like New Bo.
Yeah, he's such a good boy.
He's such a good boy. But also, Seahawk kind of looks like old Bo.
Yeah.
Like the stupid mustache and everything.
I was just going to say. Does someone have the crappy mustache?
He's got the mustache and the headband.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. God, but I bet he looks like Errol Flynn.
Kind of?
It's such a good show,
and he wears
though.
Like this big open vest shirt thing.
It has so much more going on than the original show did, and much more depth. And
the original show was just to sell toys to girls,
yeah,
and make a you know be the Xena to her to He-Man's Hercules.
Not even that, just to sell toys.
Exactly,
that's it.
They both existed to sell toys. It's why cartoons existed in the 80s at all.
Yeah, that's true. Good point,
especially from like that house of stuff. But Filmation. Yeah. Look, I really like the She-Ra. I really, really dig it. She almost doesn't have control of herself when she's She-Ra. Like, the She-Ra, like, almost is its own thing, where she's like, oh, crap, like, what did I just do?
Oh, okay.
And there's, like, all these wrecked tanks and stuff everywhere.
Mm-hmm. She gets control of it.
Oh, yeah, she does. But, like, her interactions with people, like, even the bad guys, not all of them are all that bad. Like, they're just misguided.
Yeah, they just don't know. Just like She-Ra, well, Adora herself, she didn't know that she was on the bad side, even though she lived in the Fright Zone.
Oh, yeah, the whole first episode is, like, this, princess propaganda thing. Like, there's, like, princess propaganda posters on the wall.
Nice.
About how they're, princesses are bad and evil.
They're monsters because they have powers.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's so good. And then, like, Adora's little squad of cadets or whatever.
Those poor dumb horde kids.
Yeah, especially the one called Kyle. He's like the little small human boy.
Yeah.
There's an episode later where you feel so bad for him. But it's really, really good. Everything feels pretty organic.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Legitimately pretty clever and funny.
Yeah, there's like some points where like, and there's like a lot of references too. Mm. Like at one point, Adora's sitting in her friend Glimmer's room or whatever, hugging this plushy toy thing, and it looks like the big stupid koala bat monster thing from the original She-Ra.
Oh, God. I forget what that thing's name is, but
with the big rainbow ears.
Yeah.
And then Raz.
Oh yeah, they totally redid Madame Raz, and she's really cool.
Oh good, because she was awful before.
Yeah, now she's like a kooky swamp witch.
Oh nice.
And doesn't look like a female orco.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But she does say razzle dazzle at one point.
Yeah.
As she's beating a horde soldier with a stick. but God, it was so good. Everything was so good.
Noelle Stevenson, who does it, is good. And I had the utmost faith in her to do a good She-Ra. And she did a very, very good She-Ra.
Oh, same here. Yeah. I mean, she definitely didn't deserve all the. She and the show didn't deserve all the flack that they got.
Yeah.
Certainly.
They made a better show than the source material is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I love people saying that it's too preachy now, and it's like the original show literally would turn around and face the audience and say a moral about racism. Like, it's like you people didn't watch the original. What?
I don't know. Now I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
Get off the trains, yo.
Man, that choo-choo button. Who'd have thunk that'd be the button we need the most is a train noise.
But just everything's so good. And like the relationships between all the characters is just like it feels genuine. Mm. Like between like Adora and her best friend from the Fright Zone, Catra, this cat girl.
I was going to say, is that the cat girl?
Catra is has so much more depth to her character now than she ever did.
Was she in the original?
Yeah.
Shira?
That's how much depth she had is yeah. You don't even remember. Catra has this whole, like, I'm a bad guy, but my friend has defected, and I don't know how to deal with it, and...
Like, at one point, like, Catra's like, as like Adora's like, you know they're the bad guys, right? And she goes, yeah. You didn't? And Adora's like, no?
Catra's probably the deepest character of the bunch.
Oh, cool. I'm glad it's really good. Now, how many episodes
is it? Oh, Lord. I couldn't even tell you.
Probably 13.
Okay, that's not bad at all.
No, and they're half-hour chunks.
Okay, and I imagine they've probably already greenlit a second season
of it.
Oh,
God, I hope so.
Me too. Yeah. Oh, man, really, me
Why
too.
Why can't we have that many episodes of Castlevania?
Right.
We don't even have 13 of that, I don't think.
12, right? It's 4 yeah. and 8. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not that far off.
Well, in how many years?
Well, true. Yeah.
But no, Shiro, great. Fantastic. The art is great. Everything is just...
The main takeaway here, it's better than the original.
That's it. Yeah. Okay, so we have like a minute and a half left, so I watched D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, no.
For the first time in like 5 years.
Why?
Because it's the best one. It's the best of the Mighty Ducks trilogy.
But...
No, the animated series was the best of the Mighty Ducks.
Well, that doesn't count. Is Gordon Bombay part of the animated Mighty Ducks? Let me ask you that question, Josh.
No, but we need alien space super ducks.
And Gordon Bombay, coach of the Mighty Ducks, the children's team that's won the world hockey for America.
The world hockey for America.
Like, I forgot, like... how much of that movie I had committed to memory. We never owned it. We just watched it on TV. It was just played all the time as a kid on television, like on TBS or something.
It really was.
Like, I watched it and like remember like beat for beat. Oh yeah, that's right. This is the one where they added like the four extra people to the team. And then there's the Bash Brothers where they're like, that dude was clearly 30 years old playing a 17 year old. And then Kenan Thompson had the knuckle puck. Young little kid Kenan Thompson with the knuckle puck.
That sounds like a very inappropriate term.
Well, yeah.
I mean, of the era.
Yes. Okay, and with that, let's go ahead and take a break.
Nerd Overload is sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes. MB Subculture is the one-stop shop for all your geeky needs, from comics and collectibles to unique custom costumes, masks, makeup, and more. MB Subculture is located at 122 West Rensselaer Street in downtown Bucyrus, 567-806-5364, and online at subcultureoh.com.
Hey, we're back. That was Short People by Randy Newman, right? Or did we have to switch it?
No, that was declared way too offensive.
Oh, okay. So we ended up playing...
For a good number of our hosts.
One half, yeah. Which makes one whole host.
Oh. But no, that was You Got a Friend in Me by Randy Newman from the movie Toy Story. And Cody,
why did we play that song?
Wow.
I did it. Hey, it was good, right? I did the thing. Hey, it was almost like he was right here in the room. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
There's your applause.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm surprised you didn't play the vomit noise.
I mean, I could.
Don't.
Please don't. Okay, so, yeah, why do we play that song?
Because there's a new Toy Story trailer. Well, yeah. There was two. And do you want to know what I thought of it through sound?
No.
Use your words, Cody. Use your words.
I thought it was dumb.
Which one?
The one with the dumb fork. It's like, is this where we're at in Toy Story? Are they that out of ideas that it's a talking fork is the concept for the next movie?
Actually, from what I've read, yes.
What?
He is not. He got googly eyes glued on him, and through the magic of whatever the universe of Toy Story is, he became a toy.
So you're saying you can put googly eyes on anything and it becomes a toy? Like, I can go into France and put a googly eyes like on like one of the legs of the Eiffel Tower, and it turns into some weird like giant toy Spire?
Apparently.
That makes no sense to me.
That's what it's about, is that little girl from the end of the of Toy Story 3 makes her own toy out of a spork.
With
googly eyes and like a
pipe cleaner arms.
And that's what the movie's about, his existential crisis that he's a fork, not a toy.
Yeah, he screams, "I am not a toy." And then it messes up the whole friend circle thing they got spinning around in the trailer.
See, I mean, I guess that covers an area of Toy Story that has never been touched upon, is homemade toys.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, that's not true, because Sid had a bunch.
I was just about ready to bring that up. Yeah, it's I guess that also kind of ties into like the Eldritch horror that is Sid's toy factory from the first movie.
It is asking a lot of questions that nobody really wanted the answers to.
No.
Did I really want a Toy Story 4 anyway?
Yeah.
No,
I
absolutely
never did.
Not.
I love Toy Story 3 so much.
Oh,
it
did too.
It was really good, and it was the perfect capper for the franchise.
All three of them were great. It should have ended with Andy passing the toys on, and that should have been it. But
period.
No. Nah.
Nope. It's going to be like Cars. They're going to milk it, and
now,
I hate it.
Now it's back, and there's a fork.
The boys are back in town.
Right, who's the voice of the fork? Because I didn't watch this trailer.
Buster from Arrested Development,
no,
isn't it?
No, really?
I believe it is.
What's his name? Last name's Hale?
Yeah. Tony Hale?
Tony Hale.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah. I guess if you're going to cast the voice of a talking spork, I guess Buster's the voice that you would pick, I suppose. But, God, really? God, it kind of sucks.
The other trailer was two carnival toys, a big plushy bunny, and what was the other one? Duck?
Yeah, he's a duck.
Voiced by Key and Peele, and they're basically doing their two doorman sketch, if you've ever seen that.
It's funny.
That's funny. Yeah,
it's legitimately
good.
A funny trailer, but the fork's not in it.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
His name is Forky, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I hate it. I hate that even more. Give it.
Yeah, Tony Hale, Forky.
Now, is the movie going to end with like him dramatically ripping his pipe cleaner arms off and becomes like
falling into a silverware drawer?
Yeah, and becoming inert.
I'm home, and then he's an inert.
Yeah, like that's horrifying to think about.
Oh yeah, but yeah, but the other trailer was kind of funny. Like at one point, they're trying to remember the duck and the bunny are trying to remember what Buzz Lightyear says, because they're sitting there talking about how much they love Toy Story. Because what was he always said? He's like, to infinity and your mom. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's funny. That's legitimately like pretty
funny. That's a pretty funny joke. Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe they did it.
Yeah. So I guess the question is, which one of the main cast of Toy Story needed the money so that they would make this movie?
Tim Allen.
Is it Tim Allen, you guys?
I don't know. It could really be either one of them.
No, Tom Hanks is still doing stuff.
Yeah.
True. He's a good dude.
But he's got to buy typewriters.
Oh, yes. He does need that that sweet typewriter money.
I really didn't want it to happen.
This movie.
It's got an uphill battle just.
It really does.
Just by existing,
then
for
again,
one.
I guess when they announced Toy Story 2, I thought, boy, they really didn't need to say anything more with Toy Story. And when they announced Toy Story 3, I thought, wow, they really didn't need to say any more with Toy Story. And here we are, Toy Story 4. And boy, oh boy, they don't need to say anymore with Toy Story characters, those beloved
like,
toy
the
characters.
The thing is, though, Pixar isn't as spotless as they once were either.
Yeah.
They've dropped it. I'm not going to say stinkers, because they're usually passable.
They're pretty okay. But like, Incredibles 2 was just Incredibles 1, but not as good.
Yeah.
And
Finding Dory was
okay. Yeah. Wreck-It Ralph is looking like it's going to be.
That's not Pixar.
Oh, it's not. You're right.
That's House of Mouse right there.
That's the other one. Yeah. But
it's
like.
It's been reviewing good, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to see it this weekend.
Oh, is it out this weekend?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, man. We've got to choose between Fantastic Beasts or Wreck-It Ralph.
I've heard Fantastic Beasts is not very good at all.
I've actually heard it on some authority that it's actually pretty okay. Pretty good.
I heard it's basically the visual equivalent of the Harry Potter franchise devouring itself.
I haven't heard enough about it, but my source said they liked it, but didn't quite get the connection of the Johnny Depp, Jude Law. Like, they didn't seem believable as the two of them.
Well, like, some of the other characters that were really good in the last one are basically nothing in the in this one.
Well,
like, the Muggle sidekick guy is basically just comic relief. And
well, he wasn't he?
Yeah, he
wasn't he,
was
though?
The,
wasn't he the fat funny?
The fat funny.
No, it's a trope. It's a trope in movies.
It is.
Is your do you have a funny sidekick? Is he overweight? In that case, he's the fat funny.
I like the first one so much. I wasn't expecting to like it at all, and I came out really liking it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that this one's not as good.
Yeah. But when are sequels really as good?
That's what they get for casting Johnny Depp as
Especially since like the whole like people were like petitioning Warner Brothers to to recast him because of all the like at the time he was announced.
Colin Farrell was perfect.
Yep.
He was the best.
Yeah.
And if they wanted to have him morph into another person with kind of a British accent, they could have had Colin Farrell morph into like, I don't know, who was the guy that was Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
Like, they're close enough in like facial structure, and Russell Crowe could also be like menacing.
He's a good actor.
Yeah, they're both good actors. Yeah.
My thing is like when they cast Johnny Depp and stuff, whatever happened to like J.K. Rowling's like everyone has to be a British actor? Because Johnny Depp's not British.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, a good chunk of Fantastic Beasts takes place in America, though.
Yeah.
If not, most of it does.
Well, this is true, but and I guess also Grindelwald's technically not British, so I don't know.
Yeah. I hear this new one, a lot of it takes place in France, and you actually get to see the inner workings of the French magic ministry and how that is different from everything else, which, you know, they ended up being different in Goblet of Fire. So.
Then we had the American one in the last one.
Yeah.
I heard, I think there's a scene in the Titanic, too.
Huh.
Yeah.
It was the magic iceberg.
Yep.
I have a sinking feeling about that one.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Anyway, how did we get on this tangent?
I don't know. Someone take us away.
Oh, yeah. Wreck-It Ralph. That was...
Yeah,
that was...
that's what it was. Okay. I think we've talked about Toy Story enough. Let's do a positive one to balance it out for now.
They're not making a Nintendo 64.
That's not positive. That's not positive, but you mentioned it, so we're going
to
do it.
We can go back around to it. Once Upon a Deadpool.
Yeah, there's a trailer that just dropped this week for Once Upon a Deadpool, which is the PG-13 edit of Deadpool 2 and maybe parts of Deadpool 1. We're not really sure. This is being released into theaters for a couple of weeks in December, basically to hone in on that that sweet, sweet...
Christmas money.
High school kids on Christmas break money. Yes.
A charity though.
It is. Yeah, a buck.
It's true.
Yeah, a buck for every from every ticket is going towards fudge cancer is what we'll call it. But the trailer that they released was actually really good.
Yeah, the whole conceit behind it is funny and it looks like they've added enough new stuff.
Yes.
That
yeah, they've
worth,
shot new scenes.
It'd be worth seeing it again just to see the new stuff.
Having Fred Savage in it as as Fred Savage, but being dressed up and forced to be like he was in The Princess
Bride
is perfect.
He's like, I'm a grown man.
You were nicer when you were a kid.
Yeah, but we're Marvel. No, yeah, you're Marvel, but kinda. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
That was one of the best parts of the
whole thing. Oh, yeah. I love it. And if they're going to do more jokes like that, I'm already sold the ticket. They've sold me my ticket already. I'm done.
I'm glad they released this because when they said they were releasing a PG-13 cut of Deadpool for the holiday, I was like, oh, why?
Yeah.
Most of the good jokes are in the bad parts.
Yeah. But you know what? One of the few things that I find just about as funny as raunchy, bad language crude humor is implied or barely skirting the line of raunchy, bad, crude humor.
This is true.
Like, a bleeped curse word is almost nearly as funny every time as an actual curse word.
Yeah.
You know, I think, I get
depending on the context.
Well, yeah, I get that correlation because, like, Rick and Morty used to make me laugh when it was on TV. because they bleep everything. And then when the Blu-rays came out, and I was like, aw.
Exactly. Same thing with Venture Brothers. There were a couple of DVD sets where they did not bleep the very rare bits of cursing that, like, the Monarch would do. And when
Or Brock.
And when you actually hear it, yeah, it hits the point. But
now
he's
a dirty boy.
It's not that. It's just not as funny,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it takes some of the tee-hee out of it.
The implied crudeness is a good, sweet, funny spot for me.
Like, I saw a lot of comments of people being like, what is it going to be, like, 20 minutes long? It's like, what movie did you see that was nonstop crude?
They really don't need to cut a whole lot out. And whatever they need to, just make it a quick, like, I hate to put it in this, you know, kind of comparative like this, but like a Family Guy quick cut back to Deadpool and Fred Savage whenever something happens. That's all they'd have to do, and it would
that's
be
probably
just as
what's
funny.
Gonna happen.
That's probably what's gonna happen. Yeah,
and it's not that raunchy.
It's really not,
like, especially like the strip club scene.
Yeah,
I'm imagining that's gonna be all the Princess Bride bedroom scene.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But that sucks, because then that takes out the Stan Lee part.
They'll find a way.
I'm sure they will.
Much like Jurassic Park, nature finds a way.
Jeez. But no, I'm actually interested enough that I'm going to go buy a ticket to go watch this again.
And you know what? If this sells enough, not only will the...
They'll make them do all PG-13.
Well, no, maybe not. Maybe not that. But, like, they'll say, okay, Deadpool is still a big enough draw that we will continue to make these films.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll be like, hey, let's put him in the other movies. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man, that'd be some nice levity there. But don't make him, like, a huge part of it. Like, just, like, he's there.
Yeah, he should always have, like, maybe a little cameo or something.
Well, the next Deadpool movie is supposedly X-Force. X-Force, and they're just going to calling it X-Force, but it's
Deadpool
3.
Deadpool's X-Force, or Deadpool 3:X-Force.
I mean, come on, look at the X-Men films. They were just Wolverine films.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sure that would be a joke.
That's what I said when they were making the Wolverine standalone movie. I'm like, that's what all the other ones were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially that first one.
Oh,
like,
man.
The first X-Men movie.
The second one is about Wolverine's origin story with the adamantium. Like, the entire thing, like, the entire second and third act takes place where Wolverine got his mojo back. Got his groove back.
How Logan got his groove back. Yeah, but then the actual origin movie came out, and it was so terrible.
Oh, it was real bad.
That was Deadpool's first cinematic.
Yeah, but then he makes up
appearance.
For it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is anyone at all excited for the Dark Phoenix movie?
No.
I forgot that was the thing.
Not really. I didn't like that Jean Grey in Apocalypse.
They already did it.
Yeah.
But they did it bad.
They did it
bad. Yeah, but supposedly this isn't going to be much better.
Yeah, well, they're probably going to do it bad again.
Yeah. Listen, they've already done the Dark Phoenix saga once, and it was the best, and that was the animated series.
Oh, yeah.
Where nothing happened, but Jean screamed at everyone for, like, 5 episodes.
And hung out with Emma Frost.
And hung out with Emma Frost.
And Professor X was like, ah! Okay. That's what we need on the soundboard.
Yeah. You know what?
Professor X screaming?
2019, mark it down. I'm going to come up with a digital soundboard, and we're going to put all sorts of stupid stuff in there.
Seal of approval?
Seal of approval?
Yeah. We need to lean into our schlocky morning zoo.
2019, the year we become a morning zoo show. Oh, no. Just get a toilet flushing sound effect, and we're there. Is there one on there?
I don't think the vomiting has.
Let's
a flush
not do the vomiting.
It.
No,
that one's really gross.
That one's too chunky.
It is. It's really disgusting.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on. Okay. So you mentioned the no N64 classic.
In an interview with Reggie Fils-Aimé, the president of Nintendo of America.
Big pizza boy.
Yeah, an inventor of the Bigfoot pizza.
That's how we need to refer to him from now on. Reggie Fils-Aimé, president of Nintendo and an inventor of the Bigfoot pizza.
Because he did. He used to work at Pizza Hut or whatever.
He's a big man who likes his big pizza.
Well, I'm a little man. I also like big pizza.
But he said that the Nintendo 64 Classic is not something they're working on or really looking into. And when they asked him if it was a possibility, he said, well, I'm not going to rule anything out, but we're not really planning on it.
So then why did they put all the all those booklets online?
That's a good question.
Red herrings.
Yeah.
Either that or the Reggie interview was a red herring. Who knows?
Well, is Big Big Reggie a big, big liar?
If they were going to do it, they would have announced it already.
Yeah,
because it's always a Black Friday thing with those classic consoles.
Unless they're just dropping it out of nowhere. Although,
take that PS1 Classic.
Someone would have leaked it by now, I suppose.
Yeah. I imagine those manuals are maybe for something for the Switch.
Switch, yeah.
Maybe they're going to do... I'm not going to say virtual console because I think that ship has sailed.
Yeah, they're not going to do that. But what if they start adding those to the
online service? There'll probably be different apps for the different consoles, is my guess.
You know, I got on a little bit and I tried to play some of the classic games off the Switch.
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't. It really didn't. Like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, this just feels weird.
It doesn't have the latency of, like, the original console, I think. I think that's a big part of it.
You don't have a real D-pad, which stinks.
Yeah.
I have a D-pad on mine.
Did you get the D-pad? Oh, you're playing it on a TV.
Yeah, I'm playing it on a TV. And I have a Pro controller.
Or player controller, yeah. But I don't... None of the games have been anything I've really wanted to sit down and put a bunch of time
into. Have they added any to it? Like, I know they added some, like, within the first week.
They added... They did add some Solomon's Key, Metroid.
Oh, okay.
I
saw them. They put Solomon's Key on there, but I didn't see some of the other ones. I didn't know if they were. I kind of thought they had given up on the service already. It's like, well, this sucks. We're done.
I think Ninja Gaiden's coming next month. I'll probably play that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that one's good.
Yeah, I'll probably play that a couple times to get mad.
What is the over under that he's going to end up in Smash Brothers as one of the DLC?
That would be a good pick, actually. I'd be pretty stoked for Ryu.
You know, he's a sword boy.
Have two Ryus.
Yeah. But that's okay. There's like two or three Marios, right?
That's true.
And a couple Links.
They probably have to refer to him as Ryu Hayabusa.
Yeah, or just Hayabusa.
Yeah, like, well, that's how they do in Dead or Alive anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's kind of neat. I think he's pretty high up there in that. Man, I don't know.
Old Ninja Gaiden was hard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's near impossible.
Like, I liked it, but it's hard.
I want Castlevania on there. I've been itching to play an old Castlevania.
Me too. Like, I almost bought that. I almost bought that,
The Requiem pack for PlayStation 4. I know I've been so close to buying it so many times.
And it's like only like $20. And I'm like,
Are the later Castlevania games PS exclusives?
No.
No? So
they're mostly...
we could eventually see like Symphony of the Night or something on the Switch?
Well, no. Symphony of the Night was a PlayStation 1.
It was also on Saturn, though.
Yeah, I was going to
say.
Yeah.
If you want to get it really technical.
Yeah, but did anyone have Saturn?
I have one.
Well, of course. I'd be shocked and appalled if you didn't.
Okay, I don't have Symphony of the Night for it because it's like hundreds of dollars, but I have a Saturn. I've got the Aerosmith game if anybody wants to play that.
Oh, it sounds great. I think isn't that the same one that they had in the arcade cabinets?
Yeah,
oh,
Revolution
man.
X.
Man, I used to play that a lot, like when I went to the bowling alley and stuff as a kid.
The worst.
It was terrible.
Oh, it's a terrible game.
Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah.
We played it like for way too long at 16-bit that one time. It gets really repetitive.
Yeah.
Did we finish it? We might have went all the way through. I know we were fighting the boss because it's some dominatrix lady.
All right. So, hey, positive thing. Devil May Cry animated series. Who can tell me about that?
Adi Shankar, is that how you pronounce his name?
Adi Shankar,
The guy that show runs Castlevania obtained the rights to do a Devil May Cry animated show.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it because I've played like almost every Devil May Cry game and I couldn't tell you what they're about.
Well, I mean, he's got a lot more personality, like the old Dante. Not from the reboot one, but from the classic ones.
Although the reboot Dante had a lot of personality too.
I don't know. I didn't play that one.
It's okay.
He didn't have white hair. I didn't care.
He does for a second. An explosion happens and a white wig lands on his head. It's not a bad game. It's not. I mean, it's not Devil May Cry like you would want, but it's okay.
But no, like, I remember like playing like the original Devil May Cry on PlayStation 2, and like the whole opening scene is the girl crashing through the window of his agency or whatever. Is he a detective or is he a monster hunter?
I think he's a. I don't know. This is what I mean. I've played that game before. I played it a lot. You owned it, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's it about?
I have no clue.
Exactly.
But, okay, so if we can't tell the folks what it's about, what do you do in those games? What's the
fight demons?
Yeah, he's a guy with a sword and a gun and a red coat, and he fights demons and puppets in a castle.
But he also becomes like a demon sometimes because he's also like son of the devil or something like that.
Oh.
And there's orbs.
Yeah, I collect a lot of orbs of different colors.
Cool. Well, one of the things that I found kind of interesting with this was when Shankar was talking about this Devil May Cry series, he mentioned it as part of a multi-animated game-centric series multiverse tied in kind of with Castlevania. Now, whether that he's just talking out his butt about that or if they're actually going to try to tie both universes together in some way or another.
This is his backdoor pilot to a mature Captain N series.
You know what? That guy would do it. He would absolutely do it. But no, I hope
they've already got a Belmont.
Yeah.
It's a different one from Captain N, but there's a Belmont.
There's Belmont, yeah. I hope that there is some crossover between the two series, because then I can say that I'm watching Castlevania featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
That was a good one.
Thank you. It took a long time. I had to loop around a couple times to set that one up, but I think I nailed it. Okay, so last thing we have on the list here, we're kind of ending on a downer, but at least we get to talk about Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the new show.
Which I don't think we've talked about too much, have
yeah,
we?
So, yeah, so we have about 5 minutes. So let's talk about that, and let's talk about the news surrounding
it. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty dark and pretty Satan-y.
That first episode was really good. That's the only one I've watched so far, and it's very good.
It's better than Riverdale, I think.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's not hard.
What?
It's not hard to do.
No, that's true. It's not nearly as stupid as Riverdale. It has its tongue in its cheek a little more, I think, than Riverdale does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got more room to move.
Yeah.
It's Netflix.
Right. So what is the news surrounding it? What's going on with that?
The Satanic Temple. You don't hear about them a whole lot in the news. Is suing Netflix and whoever owns... Yeah, whoever does these shows.
I don't know if it must be a CW like production house like tied in with Archie Comics. That's the only way it would happen.
Yeah,
I think.
They're suing them because a statue that shows up in the magic witch school that Sabrina goes to looks exactly like that one that they
commissioned.
They commissioned was it in Oklahoma?
It's in New York.
Is it? It was well. They yeah. It might have moved or something because initially it was for some public like. State House lawn had the Ten Commandments on it. So they're like, well, if you can put your religious thing here, then we're going to put this huge statue of Baphomet with two kids next to him also on the lawn. And it was there for about 2 hours.
Yeah. But I've seen this. I haven't watched Sabrina, but I've seen a side by side from the show and the actual statue. And they look exactly alike.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. And like, the Satanic Church probably does have some grounds on this one because they own the copyright to that statue and that image.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yep, that was their thing. It's like they commissioned it to look exactly this particular way.
Hmm. And that really stinks because Sabrina's really good. And
if that one episode gets pulled because of it.
It's so lame of the Satanic Church to like, oh, we're going to lawyer up.
All right, so hey, we've gotten through all of our news for the week, so I guess that means the show's done. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on most forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, if you want. You should check out my games website, believethegame.com. Watch the trailer on there. It's cool. But one day I'll finish it.
That's right. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere else. So you can find a podcast. You can find our show. And you know what? I usually talk about the shirts at this point, but instead, I'm going to talk about our other podcast. Did you know we do another podcast? It updates every once in a while. It's called No, I Haven't Seen That. What's the elevator pitch?
It turns out I haven't seen a lot of movies, like classic tentpole movies. So
specifically from the 80s and early 90s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going back, and I'm experiencing these films for the first time and reacting to them via podcast.
Yeah.
It's like a Fine Brothers show on YouTube, but audio form.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It's a lot of fun. We don't have too many of them, and they're relatively short, so you can probably blow through all of them in, like, a couple hours. We're planning on doing more. So, yeah, go on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else, and you can find it there as well. So anyway, thank you again for tuning in this week, and we will be back next week.
Peace out.
This show was sponsored in part by MB Subculture Comics and Costumes.